Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The remake of the classic 70s blaxploitation flick Superfly replaces gritty with glossy. Trevor Jackson plays an ultra-smooth Atlanta drug dealer who tries to arrange one last big score and get out of the game. This violent crime drama is slick and competently made, but adds nothing really new or notable and looks more like a music video than a movie. The score has only a few snippets of Curtis Mayfield's great songs from the original. Low key charm is not a quality that's valued much in an age of special effects heavy blockbusters, but it's the very thing that propels the comic father-daughter drama Hearts Beat Loud. Nick Offerman plays an irresponsible man who wants his daughter, played by Kiersey Clemons, to be in a pop band with him. She wants to go off to medical school. Hearts Beat Loud is sweet-natured and has an appealing pop score. John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress, and a spunky cast seem to be enjoying a vacation with the goofy comedy Tag. They play lifelong pals who've carried on a game of tag once a month for 26 years. While it's modestly fun, it never seems to be credible, even though it's based on a true story. Footage of the actual tag players covers the end credits and give a hint that it could have been an inspired documentary. Also opening this week, it's taken 14 years, but Pixar finally offers Incredibles 2, a sequel to the 2004 animated hit. Beast is a psychological thriller from Britain about a woman who falls for a serial killer. The Seagull is a new adaptation of the famous Chekhov play. Saoirse Ronan and Annette Bening lead an impressive cast. And John Travolta takes the title role in Gotti, the story of the infamous crime boss. It was hidden from critics, almost always a bad sign. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!